All right, folks, settle in. Welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Confidence, Self-Worth Reset. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and today we're diving headfirst into something super powerful. Building resilience through positive affirmations. Ever feel like life throws curveballs faster than a pitcher at the World Series? Yeah, me too. But guess what? We don't have to be knocked down by every single one. We can actually learn to bounce back stronger, more resilient, and that's where those little power phrases, those positive affirmations, come in. Think of them as your personal inner cheerleader, pumping you up with confidence even when the going gets tough. Ready to turn those frowns upside down? Let's do this. Firstly, remember that resilience isn't about being immune to challenges, it's about how we respond to them. It's like learning a new dance move, it takes practice, but eventually, you get the hang of it and rock it out with confidence. So, how do affirmations fit into this? They act as those mental building blocks, shaping our mindset and helping us view challenges as opportunities for growth instead of roadblocks. Secondly, let's talk specificity. Vague affirmations like, "I'm awesome," just don't cut it, right? It's like saying, "I want to be happy," way too broad. We need laser focus. Think about a specific challenge you're facing and craft an affirmation that directly addresses it. Feeling anxious about a presentation? Try, "I am calm, confident, and prepared to deliver a powerful presentation." See the difference? Thirdly, consistency is key, folks. It's like brushing your teeth. You wouldn't just do it once and expect pearly whites forever. Affirmations work best when woven into your daily routine. Repeat them in the mirror, write them down, whisper them to yourself while walking, find what feels natural and stick with it. You're building a new habit, a positive one. Fourthly, believe it or not, our brains are wired to respond to repetition. When you constantly affirm something, even if you don't feel it fully at first, your subconscious starts to accept it as truth. It's like that nagging song you can't get out of your head, eventually, you start singing along. Lastly, remember this, building resilience is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, good days and bad. But with consistent positive affirmations, you're essentially equipping yourself with an inner toolbox of strength, confidence, and the ability to bounce back from anything life throws your way. Let me tell you a quick story. A friend of mine, Sarah, was terrified of public speaking. Like, couldn't even think about it without getting sweaty palms, kind of terrified. She decided to try affirmations. Every morning, she'd look in the mirror and say, "I am a confident and engaging speaker." She practiced this consistently, even if she felt nervous. Guess what? After a few weeks, she landed a speaking gig at her work. Her voice was steady, her message was clear, and she absolutely rocked it. She told me later that the affirmations had given her the mental boost she needed to step outside her comfort zone. So there you have it, folks, 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience through the power of positive affirmations. Remember, be specific, practice consistently, believe in what you're saying, and most importantly, never underestimate the power of your own mind. All right, that's all for today's episode. I hope you found this inspiring and practical. Don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me on social media using hashtag positive affirmations reset. Let's keep the conversation going and build a community of resilient, empowered individuals together. Until next time, remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.